here's Maple Grove, again with the white tops, the black helmets, the red pants, going left to right, starting at their own 35. Man in motion, they will run the ball up the middle, a little trickery fake here, pickup of about 8 or 9 yards out to the 43-yard line. And again, a nice job here by Maple Grove. When they run the ball up the middle, they have excellent blocking.
Yeah, they definitely do. And point of attack is just unbelievable what these kids are doing on the front line for Maple Grove. They're just driving the Sydney Warrior defensive line back into the linebackers. And by that time, the running backs are by them.
Second and two for Maple Grove. Again, going left to right. They're at their own 43 as they near midfield. Waiting for the snap. Man in motion. They will hand it off, running from left to right, cutting back and into the 48-yard line. Hoskins and Lucas Tanner on the takedown as the running back here pops off the pile was Brandon Regal.
Brandon Regal could carry the rock tonight on the outside around the right end, and good for first down yardage.
And now if you're Maple Grove, you have a 42-6 lead here in the state semifinals in Class D over Sydney. You're looking to chew some clock and maybe run this ball as much as you can.
Yeah, they're definitely, you know, going to ground and pound on these drives in the second half. You would expect them to be throwing the ball too much.
Sophomore quarterback Easton Tanner under center, hands off, looking for Nash Nelson to the left side, and he gets to the edge before he's brought down right at midfield on a first and 10. He picks up about 2 yards.
I do believe there's a flag on the play after the game.
And so we'll see from the Zebra crew here what the official call is. With 10:39 to go in this third quarter, Maple Grove leads Sydney 42-6.
And they still haven't made the signal yet, but it looks like it's going to be holding against Maple Grove, and that will drive them back.
So that will...
They've had a couple of those tonight, I think, 3 or 4 holding calls.
They have. And this one will go against the Red Dragons officially. So that will drive them back. And this is, this has been tough, because we've seen the Maple Grove coaching staff really get on the guys a couple of times when they come out. And, they are not pleased with those penalties. We've seen that a couple of times. Coaching staff coming right onto the field, shaking their fist.
Yeah, the one time the coach came out too far and got told he needed to go back a little bit.
So this will be Maple Grove back on the 38-yard line after the penalty. They hand off to Fabrizio. He's up to midfield to the 50 and into Sydney territory. And this will punch him into about the 48-yard line. Nice run by Fabrizio. Really reminds me of Ronnie Ballard from Deposit Hancock last year.
Same body style, same running style, everything. I totally agree with that. And nice tackle there by number 10, Alex Hoskins, and number 45, Will Moore for the Sydney Warriors.
Will Moore just continues to be such a strong guy on defense. This will bring up a 2nd and 5 for Maple Grove as they lead 42-6 early here in the third quarter, 9:50 to go. Maple Grove under center. They will hand off to Nash Nelson, runs left side, pushing the pile forward on 2nd and 5, maybe a pickup of 1 or 2.
Yeah, Nash Nelson just off the left tackle. Nice little cut in the hole. Fell forward for about the little gain that he got, and it'll bring up 3rd down and 3.
Clock continuing to move down to 9.5 to go, third quarter. Maple Grove going left to right. They're just over the CNS logo at midfield. Ball on the 45-yard line. Here's the snap on 3rd and 3. Quarterback keeper to the right side. Actually, no, a handoff to Misick. He's going to be very close to a first down.
Misick got good yardage on that play, and I think he is really close. We might have a measurement on this one.
Lucas Tanner with the tackle for the Sydney Warriors, and we'll see if Chain Gang comes out with 9 minutes to go. Clock's still moving at this point. 4th down and 1 here.
Yeah, no, they're not even, the referees have got better eyes than you and I, Nate, because I'm telling you what, that is really close. They're saying it's definitely 4th down, and that looks like Maple Grove is going to go for it. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you?
You're up 42-6, 8:45 to go, third quarter. Quarterback keeper, they are easily going to get it, but a flag on the play as they push the pile forward with sophomore QB Easton Tanner.
False start against Maple Grove, that'll back them up a little bit. And they'll be right at about the 48, I believe.
So it's 4th and 6 coming up for Maple Grove, and we'll see if they roll the dice here again on 4th down, Tim, as
yeah,
they lead 42-6.
Have they punted?
I don't think we've seen a punt from them tonight.
I think I'd practice that. You might need to do that in the state final.
So they will punt, and Nate Vibbard will stand deep for Sydney to our right. He will stand at his own 15-yard line for the Warriors. Sydney in the maroon with the white trim tonight and the maroon helmet. And Maple Grove will punt this one away to Vibbard. This one will take a Maple Grove bounce. Zibbert has to let it roll, and it goes down to the 11-yard line where Sydney will take over with 8:14 to go, third quarter. It's Maple Grove 42 and Sydney 6.
Sydney stops the drive. That's good, you know. I mean, that's not a bad thing. You know, that's good momentum for this start of their first possession of the second half, and we'll see if the offense can get clicking here.
So 8:14 to go, third quarter. Maple Grove leading Sydney 42 to 6. And the Sydney Warriors will come out, of course, with Darren Smith at quarterback. Two wide receivers split to the right, one to the left. Smith is going to roll out, throws for Hoskins, complete at the 15, looking to work his way to the edge, outside to the 20 before he's hauled out of bounds. And, you know, they're going to say it's a fumble, and that Maple Grove will scoop it up here at the 20. I believe that's the official signal here. The official on that far side did point towards Maple Grove, and we'll see.
They are giving him the ball. I never saw that. Wish they'd put it back up on the screen so we could watch it.
And here it comes. Up on the screen, Hoskins to the outside.
Oh, yeah.
And still holding on to it as he just goes out of bounds. And, yeah, the ball came loose. And a nice job there. It was Michael Padilla who knocked it free.
Yeah, nice play by Padilla to knock the ball free, and it stayed right in play. Didn't fall out of bounds, and they got it. So the Warriors turn it over on their first possession.
Great view on the big board there of that fumble. Otherwise, it was very hard to see on that far side. So Maple Grove gets it right back after a Sydney turnover. They run to the outside, to the 15, down to the 10, to the 5, before he's knocked out of bounds. That was Nash Nelson once again.
And when you said they run, you are not wrong about they. There was four guys leading that running back around that edge. He just ran out of room.
Yeah.
Ran out of room.
He ran out of room and was shoved out of bounds. So a first and goal once again for Maple Grove. They already lead 42-6 with 7:57 to go in this third quarter. And the Red Dragons trying to punch another one into the end zone to add to this lead here in the New York State Class D semifinals. They hand off Fabrizio, cuts back, lowers his shoulder, bounces towards the end zone, and the signal is that he's in. And Nick Fabrizio runs it in, the junior, weighing 205 pounds, just pulls his way into the end zone for the Red Dragons.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. He did, too. He just absolutely buried his head into the tackler, put his shoulder pads into him, and just out-muscled him to get the 6 points.
Nice job there by Maple Grove, and this is a team that when they hit the gas pedal, they are going to go. And, you know, Sydney stops them, and then they give it right back to him on a fumble, and Maple Grove makes them pay.
On their very first play from scrimmage, they turn the ball over back to them, and you just can't do that with somebody that's got the prolific offense that Maple Grove does.
And we've talked about that with Sydney the last few weeks, not making those mistakes. And they make another one there. Maple Grove makes them pay. The extra point is good. So 7:51 to go, third quarter. It's Maple Grove 49, Sydney 6. We'll step away for 30 seconds on CDO.
The Madden family of funeral homes continues to serve the needs of our local communities in Broome, Chenango, Otsego, and Delaware counties. The Osterhout Madden Funeral Home is located in Harpersville, and the Westcott Madden Funeral Home is in Unadilla. The Madden family of funeral homes is proud to support local high school football on WCDO and wishes all area athletes good luck this season. Offering a wide range of personalized services to suit your family's wishes, the Madden family of funeral homes will be there for you. Call 693-1151. Or 369-4122.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
7:51 to go in the third quarter. Maple Grove scores again to make it 49-6 over Sydney, and the Warriors will let this kickoff roll through the back of the end zone, so they'll start at their own 20. Going right to left on your radio dial here as they trail 49-6 in the Class D semifinals.
Yeah, number 15 for Maple Grove with a nice kickoff right there, right through the end zone, and touchback for the Warriors. So the Warriors will start the second possession of the second half on the 20-yard line.
Yeah, Zach Fisher, a very nice kickoff. And talking to Sydney head coach Jeff Matthews this week, he said there, you know, Maple Grove's special teams are outstanding. We can't really give them any chances right there. 7:50 to go, third quarter. They'll throw to the outside once again, and the pass is through the hands of Alex Hoskins, and he drops that one, 2nd and 10 coming up.
Yeah, you don't see that very often. I mean, that hit him right between the 1 and 0, and usually that's catching 10 yards after catch, but Alex dropped the ball.
And you have to wonder, is that last, you know, catch kind of lingering in his mind? He's just going to have to find a way to push past that here. 7:45 to go, third quarter, 49-6 is the score. Maple Grove coming, and they bring the rush, and they get Darren Smith in the backfield. Great play there as they bring him down for a huge loss on the play.
Late blitz by the linebacker on that play. He actually just waited for a second and then took off, and nobody was there, and he got to the quarterback. Good sack.
Great play off the outside edge, just breaking through. Excellent play by Michael Derby. We've called his name a few times tonight, breaking through the line. 7:15 to go, third quarter. New York State Class D football semifinals. Maple Grove, the number one team in the state in Class D, leading Sydney 49-6. It's a third and 20 now for the Warriors as they go right to left. Smith drops back in the pocket, looks to throw over the middle. Smith steps up. He's going to try to run, takes on a man, and he's brought down at the 15. Good tackle there by Maple Grove.
Yeah, real good tackle in space by one of the linebackers for Maple Grove, and Smith just got what he could out of it, positive yards, and then looks like the Warriors are taking Smith off the field, so looks like maybe they might be punting.
Yeah, Smith not a small boy.
No.
So not easy to bring down. Maple Grove doing a nice job there. Clock continues to move on 4th and 14, 6.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Sydney's going to have to punt it away with Alex Hoskins. Two people back here for Maple Grove to receive. Hoskins gets the boot, and this one is going to take a good bounce here for Sydney, I think, to keep it away from the return team. And Reggie Jimenez will down it at the 45. So that's where Maple Grove will start going left to right there in Sydney territory. With 6:15 to go in the third, it's Maple Grove 49, Sydney 6.
Yeah, nice little kick right there. It looked like it might bounce and go right to the receiver, to the punt returners, but it actually bounced and went straight up in the air away from them. And then Jimenez did a nice job of downing the ball for the Warriors with no return.
So the Red Dragons leading the Warriors 49-6. Maple Grove on the white tops, the black helmets, the red pants. Again, starting actually on their own 40, the 43-yard line of Sydney, going left to right. And the offense continuing to be very strong here tonight for the Red Dragons. They'll run here on 1st and 10 to the 35 and brought down just inside the 35 to the 34 with Nash Nelson.
Well, first time that we possibly could have seen a turnover for the Warriors, and the referee says the runner was down before the ball came out. So no turnover on that play and very close to first down yardage.
Yeah, Nelson just lost that at the end of the run. As we'll take a look at the replay here. And, yep, the ground did cause the fumble, yep. So a nice call there by the officials. Maple Grove leading 49-6, 5:40 to go, third quarter. The Sydney defense trying to stand strong here as Maple Grove goes left to right as they are at the 34-yard line of Sydney once again. Here are the Red Dragons, 11-0, number one team in the state in Class D. They'll hand off, and hitting the hole here again is Nash Nelson. Still on his feet, and he's inside the 25 to the 24 before he's brought down, and the clock continues to move as he stays in.
Yeah, it's just absolutely amazing what they're doing on that offensive line. They're just sealing that hole for just that 2 seconds, and then the running back is gone, and they're just moving those linemen of the Warriors, defensive linemen of the Sydney Warriors, right off the ball every play, and it's just working like a charm.
Yeah, it's been like that the entire game. They've done a very nice job as we hit 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you tonight on WCDO. Thanks for joining us. Maple Grove on a 1st and 10, ball in the Sydney 23. Man is in motion, and the ball is on the turf. Maple Grove will scoop it up. Sydney defense trying to make a tackle in the backfield here, and they'll do it. As that was Carson Kirst, who was in the backfield, ran to the left side after he fumbled it, and they were able to bring him down.
Yeah, nice job by that young man to get what he could out of that play, because that would look like it might be a disastrous play for a team that doesn't make those plays.
No.
The Warriors did get him for a loss of about 2, so it'll bring up 2nd down and 12.
Chris made something out of nothing there after he was able to scoop that ball off the turf. Clock continues to move down to 4:15 to go in the third quarter. Again, our special sponsors for tonight's game include AmeriGas, Sydney Federal Credit Union, and the Sydney Gridiron Club. 4 minutes to go on a 2nd and 12, third quarter. Maple Grove with the ball, driving again. They're at the Sydney 25, a handoff up the middle, and this was Jones here for Maple Grove. Nowhere to go.
Yeah, nice little kind of like a drop sort of thing, just reverse pivot and just held it for a second, and then the running back took it away from the quarterback, and there was no room for him to go there. No gain on the play. Actually lost the yard. Bring up 3rd down and 13.
And we haven't seen Brad Benson, who had a huge first half, 3 touchdowns for Maple Grove, but did get hurt late in the second quarter and was kind of shaken up, and I think a smart move by them to rest him up on the sideline is they will perhaps punch their tickets here tonight to go to the state final as they lead 49-6. 3:20 to go third quarter. They're going to throw to the end zone, and this one will be just dropped by Alex Hoskins. Almost picked it off right down on the goal line.
Yeah, and there's another one that you just don't see him drop. You know, I mean, he got the ball clearly in his hands and just dropped the ball.
It was good coverage. Hoskins had it all the way, but again, just slipped through the fingertips and down to the turf. So Maple Grove will keep the ball.
Yeah, and it gives Maple Grove another try on fourth down.
And he was really the only guy in the area for that one. He had good coverage, came off of his guy, and looked to make the catch. And again, just right through the fingertips there. 99 times out of 100, Hoskins makes that catch. 3:15 to go, third quarter. Maple Grove 49, Sydney 6. And a fourth and 12 here for the Red Dragons. Maple Grove with the ball on the Sydney 25. Here's the snap. Under center, a little miscommunication. They're going to take off and run to the 20, down to the 15, and inside the 15, down to the 12, short of the first down, though, as that was Chris once again running the ball.
Chris almost got to the first down marker, and that would have been absolutely huge because they had him. They gave him the first down. Yep, they gave it to him. So I thought he got stopped short of it, but
yeah, that looked like it was short. And we'll see here on the replay as he just makes a nice little extra move, and maybe they gave it to him on the slide. Hard to tell. 3 minutes to go in this third quarter. Another first down for Maple Grove. They are in the red zone again, down to the Sydney 13-yard line as they lead 49-6.
Nice little misdirection play. It actually looked like it was a broken play because he looked like he was going to go hand it and go to the left side, and then he just took off and went around to the right.
So Chris is in the shotgun. He's going to run it right up the middle now, taking off. Chris bounces off tackles to the 5, all the way down to the 2, and maybe to the 1 before he's brought down. And it's just a huge hole opening up for him to run through.
Yeah, just a little bit of a quarterback draw. Direct snap to Chris. Chris grabs the ball, takes a step back, and then takes off right up the middle. Big hole and a big gain on first down. Second down and 4 to go.
And Chris, only a sophomore. Of course, Easton Tanner, who started tonight, only a sophomore. Future will continue to be bright, I'm sure, for Maple Grove as they lead 49-6. 2:15 to go, third quarter. And Chris is under center. He's going to try to push the pile forward. And did Sydney keep him out? Looks like they did, as the pile was just too strong there.
Yep, there was a lot of bodies right there, and he didn't get very many yards on that play. He did give him one, and I'll bring up about a yard to go for the other 6 points.
Clock continues to tick down here in the third quarter. Maple Grove 49, Sydney 6, with a minute 45 to go in this third quarter. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. Always appreciate our listeners out there on the web, courtesy of SFCU. Second and 1 coming up for the Maple Grove Red Dragons. They'll try to punch it in here on the second and 1, and they'll get this one. Chris diving forward, and he's in for the score with a minute 25 to go in the third.
Yep. One more score for Maple Grove against the Warriors. A little one-yard quarterback sneak. Good for 6.
Great play there for Maple Grove. As again, they will drive it right up the middle, and a commanding 55-6 lead, and it looks like they will kick the extra point here.
Yep. They've had 2 blocks so far, so let's see if Sydney can get through and block this one.
Looking for the extra point. Here's the snap. Hold is good. Kick is up and right through the uprights. It's good. And Maple Grove now leads 56-6 with a minute 24 to go in the third quarter. We'll be right back on WCDO.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety Main Street Unadilla. For over 35 years, we've been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. We can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all of our Regal Select Latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. And if you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store, Main Street, Unadilla. We know paint.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
56-6 now the score, and the advantage for Maple Grove over Sydney with a minute 24 left in this third quarter. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting here on WCDO. Jim Tomeo back in the CDO studios. Always appreciate Jim helping us along here as he has all season. And Jim, we're not giving you much of a break because basketball starts pretty much next week here, and that's one of our busiest times of the year. It's hard to believe it's already time for hoops in you know, a couple short weeks here, Tim.
Yeah, definitely. The winter season's getting ready to start up, and all the winter sports are going to be going inside, obviously, so we'll see what happens with Sydney Warriors in the hoop season.
Here is the kickoff, and Nate Vibbert on the return, good for about 8 yards to the right wing, and he's brought down at the 26-yard line. So a minute 19 to go in the third quarter. It's Maple Grove 56, Sydney 6, and we'll see what the Sydney offense can muster up here late in this third quarter.
Yeah, and you gotta think that Maple Grove's got to be thinking, okay, we've got a game to go to next week, and we need to start saving some of these star athletes that we have and putting some of these secondary guys in there. And so what if Sydney scores a touchdown? And, you know, just think about next week.
And they have moved some guys around. We've seen some different players at different positions, but they have executed still very well. So here is Smith, throws to Vibbert on the far side at the 25. Vibbert with a nice move up to the 30, 35, 40. Vibbert still on his feet before he's knocked out of bounds at about the 45. Good tiptoeing move there by Nate Vibbert of Sydney.
Yep, little quick pass out to Nate all by himself. Made the first guy miss and then just ran up the sideline.
And so we'll see now some of these Sydney seniors who have played so well all year are going to have some of their last final minutes here as we dwindle down time here in this third quarter. First and 10, ball on the 43. Sydney going right to left on your radio dial. The maroon with the white trim. They hand off to Dawson Backus. Gets a block, 45, up to the 50. And he's going to pick up 7 on first and 10 for the Warriors.
Yeah, you had to think that was going to come up at some point because they only have 4 guys up there and they've dropped 7 back. And the first line of defense, or the first line behind the defensive line, is the linebackers. And they're like at least 5 yards off the ball.
Clock is under a minute to go and running down to 45 seconds to go third quarter. Maple Grove leading 56-6. Smith throws out to the left side flat here for Vibbert, who picks up about 3 yards, and he's maybe about half a yard short of the first.
Yep, nice little play by Nate. Brought it back into the field of play and picked up that yardage, and now it's going to bring up third down and a long one.
It's going to be a long one, as Tim said here, as we look towards the end of the third quarter with 20 seconds to go. Smith is in the shotgun on third and one. Drops back, fakes the pass to Vibbert. He's going to go long. He's got Ethan Finch. Finch at the 20, 15, 10, and Finch is in for the touchdown with 8 seconds to go in the third quarter. A nicely executed play there by Sydney to go in for 6.
Yep, they've thrown two passes over to Nate Vibbert on the left side, and Finch was in the slot at the time. And they just faked it this time. He just pump faked over to Vibbert, and then just there goes Finch down the sideline, wide open for 6 points to the Sydney Warriors.
Great job there by Ethan Finch as they sold that one very well. And that's some of the tricks we see in the Jeff Matthews offense. And I'm sure they've worked on a lot of these this week in preparation. They just haven't had a chance to execute. They'll hand off here to Finch on the gate play, and he runs to the outside and goes in for 2. And so with 6 seconds to go in the third quarter, it's Maple Grove 56 and Sydney 14. We'll step away for 30 seconds here on CDO.
Hi, this is Tyler with the Quick Sticks Firewood Company. We're looking to become our area's leading firewood supplier. With the cold weather coming, we're also happy to announce we are now a HEAP-authorized vendor in Chenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties. Give us a call anytime at 607-643-3532. And good luck, Sydney football.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. 6 seconds to go, third quarter. Maple Grove 56, Sydney 14. Tim, why did that play work so well for Sydney on that fake?
Well, it was just set up very well by the Warrior offense. 3 plays in a row, they threw the same play off to Nate Vibbert, and they faked the fourth time and hit Finch going down the sideline. Nice throw and catch by Darren Smith and Ethan Finch. 6 points.
Great play there for Sydney. Maple Grove 56, Sydney 14. And the Warriors will kick off with Liam Matthews. And we will see a little squib kick high in the air, fielded by Maple Grove at the 40. And up to the 50-yard line. This is going to do it for the third quarter. Nice little return after that little pooch kick, and Maple Grove will start the fourth quarter at about midfield. We'll set the way with the score, Maple Grove 56, Sydney 14, third quarter in the books here on CDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 26th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office in Oneonta, DNBD is here to meet all of your financial needs. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. The Delaware National Bank of Delhi, always supporting local athletes in the Tri-County area. Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily and blue plate specials. The staff is friendly and fun, and there's plenty of parking. Our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine in 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's back room for meetings and parties too. Call 967-3111.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting on CDO. Start of the fourth quarter with the score Maple Grove 56 and Sydney 14 as they trade scores there in that third quarter. But again, Sydney trailing here to a very good Maple Grove team here tonight, number one in the state. And we have seen why they are as advertised here tonight, Tim.
Yeah, just absolutely prolific offensive team and very, very good defensive team as well. I mean, we looked at it early in this game, and they've only allowed 66 points all year long coming into tonight. Now, granted, Sydney's got 14, and so that gives them 80 for the year, but that's just unbelievable. And then their coach, you said, 200 over 200 wins and 44 losses. I don't know how many years he's been there or anything, but
I believe his dad was 26 or 27 years, right, somewhere in that ballpark. So he's, you know, he's a Jim Hoover type guy, Dave Kelly type guy, been there, built this program, and you know, I think this is fun for them to be back down in D. They've been merged with Chautauqua Lake, and they've been up at C the last few years. They ran into Forks a couple of years ago in the state semis and lost. So they've been here in C and D, but boy, what a program to be back in D.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Yeah, they definitely are. Doing a nice job in the D division, that's for sure.
I'm sure they were excited when that merger, you know, they decided that they had enough numbers to go back and do it, that they'd get back to the D level. So here we go, start of the fourth quarter. Maple Grove with the ball. They hand it off going right to left as they switch ends of the field here, and they will pick up a nice run on first down for about 7 yards to the right side.
Right off the right guard, good hole by the offensive line, which isn't a surprise because they've been doing it all day long. But good gain on first down. We'll bring up second down and four.
And so this Maple Grove team looking to punch their tickets here at the end of the fourth quarter to New York State Class D final at the Carrier Dome next Friday, the day after Thanksgiving at noon. As they will hand off on second and three, they'll pick up the first down and more across the 35 down to the 32. Another nice run for this Maple Grove team. And you know, we talked about it before. This isn't exactly the first string. They're bringing in some second-level guys, and they're still running the ball very well. This is the Nash Nelson show in the second half.
Yeah, they definitely have the athletes at every level of this team. But again, I just want to bring it up again. This offensive line is just doing a fantastic job of moving the line of scrimmage forward 2 to 3 yards every single play.
So Maple Grove picks up the first down there at the 35, marching again. They'll hand off on a first and 10, again right up the middle, good for 9 yards, just cruising up through the middle, lots of lanes to work with there. Great job by Maple Grove with 10:35 to go in this fourth quarter. It's Maple Grove 56, Sydney 14.
And Sydney has, and all game long, I mean, that's why the score is the way it is, they have had no answer for this offense from Maple Grove. I mean, they just are doing everything that they can absolutely perfectly, and Sydney can't stop it.
Second and two coming up here for Maple Grove. Ball is on the 16 as they're in Sydney territory going right to left. It's Maple Grove 56 and Sydney 14 again here in the fourth quarter on CDO. They'll hand it off and again up the middle, cutting to the outside, and another nice run for Maple Grove.
Mysick on the run right there just made a nice cut right at the linebacker level to his right, and a touchdown-saving tackle by Alex Hoskins on that play.
Yeah, we've seen Mysick as well as Nelson in the second half running the ball, as well as Jones here for Maple Grove, and that's all because Brad Benson, who scored three touchdowns in the first half, I think they're just resting him. He did look a little dinged up after that first half, limping a little bit. Want to save him for the final, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely want that horse in the game.
They'll hand off to Nash Nelson, and he's brought down by the Sydney line. Colin Carl breaking through and bringing his man down.
Colin Carl got rid of his tackler real quick and then grabbed a hold of the running back and planted him on the turf.
Maple Grove 56, Sydney 14, 3rd and 9 coming up for the Red Dragons. They'll get the play from the sideline and let that clock continue to move. Play clock is at 20, and at this point they're willing to just let that thing get eaten right up here, that's for sure.
Yeah, they definitely are just trying to grind out this game, you know, just trying to make sure that they waste as much time on each play as they can to get down, take as much time off.
2nd and 9, they hand off, and another run to the outside. Good for about 3 yards for Maple Grove. Looked like Nelson once again coming off the bottom of the pile.
Yeah, Nelson with a real good cut off to the right side, back to the left. Got the positive yards on the play.
Maple Grove looking to punch their tickets again back to the New York State Class D final. And, you know, we came into tonight to the semifinals with three teams from Section 4 left. Of course, Shenango Forks, Newark Valley, Valley in C, Forks was in B, now Sydney in D. We were talking on the way up, those three were all in the same division last year in Class C, so it's been fun to watch them and all make it to the state playoffs here. Boy, that was a tough road for Sydney last year. As Maple Grove on a 3rd and 7, trying to run it up the gut, but again, the Sydney defense is right there, really showing some heart, bringing down the runner there, Nash Nelson.
Yeah, they are. They're definitely showing a little life here, and that's good to see because with that score, the way as lopsided as it is, it'd be easy just to say, okay, here's another touchdown.
Yes, very true. 7:54 to go in this fourth quarter. 4th and 8 coming up for Maple Grove. They're at the Sydney 13. They lead Sydney 56-14 about midway through this fourth quarter now. And the Red Dragons will go for it here on 4th and 6. They're deep enough that good call here to try to go for it. Sydney defense trying to hold strong. Here is the snap for the Red Dragons. They'll hand off. No, it's a little fake. Quarterback keeper to the outside. And a great tackle here by the Sydney defense. Hauling him down was Sean Germain, a senior, really doing the job there for the Warriors.
Yeah, real nice play by Sean Germain on that. Just got rid of his blocker and would not let him have the outside. He was also assisted on the play by the littlest guy on the field, Reggie Jimenez.
Yeah, great job by Reggie. Of course, he'll be back next year, only a junior. And we've seen him just take on anybody this year as he comes over to the bench a little shaken up here after the play, but you know, Reggie's probably the toughest guy on the field, at least for Sydney, and he should be right back out there on defense next time. Sydney takes over and they throw to the far side as they will go left to right, and the pass is complete to Ethan Finch out to the 25 on 1st and 10.
Yep, just a little quick throw out to Ethan and let Ethan's athletic ability take him down very close to the first down.
7 minutes to go, fourth quarter, Maple Grove 56, Sydney 14. Some of our other special sponsors tonight include Treats and Eats Restaurant in Sydney, BEP Appliance, Kitchens and Baths, and the Eggly Machine Company, as well as Cork and the Crew at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center. Sydney is going to try to throw this one far down the field to the right side for Alex Hoskins, but that one was way up in the night sky, and he couldn't find it in the lights, and it falls to the turf.
Yeah, it did look like that, Nate. It looked just like what Nate said. It looked like he looked up. He couldn't find the ball, so he just threw his arms up, hoping maybe the ball would fall into him, and it did.
So Hoskins here tonight will be one of the seniors that will graduate from this team, along with, you know, Nate Vibber, Dawson Backus, some of the real big cogs to this team that have taken them on a special run this year. And so Smith will hand off to Backus. Get some good blocking, running his way forward across the 30, up to the 32. On a 3rd and 1, he'll easily pick up the first down for Sydney with 6.5 to go fourth quarter.
Yeah, it would be really nice to see the Warriors put another 6 points on the board and you know, end the season on a high note.
6.5 to go, as we said. And, Tim, you know, I think it's we can talk about this special run here that Sydney has made. I don't think anyone ever expected that this would be such a special season. As Darren Smith throws it over the top to Hoskins, he's catching it at the 20 down to the 15, and a great play. That's vintage Alex Hoskins right there.
Vintage Alex Hoskins and vintage Darren Smith. That is an absolutely perfectly thrown ball. Nice catch and run after the catch gets the Warriors deep into Maple Grove. Grove territory at about the 15. Great play. He just got behind the defense, and that's that throw that we've seen all year from Darren Smith. Just has such a nice arm and just had the zip, but get the touch on it, too, to get it there. Here is Smith. He's going to hand off to Dawson Backus, who throws it across for Alex Hoskins, and that's the Sydney Warriors touchdown with 5:49 to go here in the fourth quarter. Great play.
Nice little fake. Looked like he was going to just run a little sweep to the right side. Stop. Makes the throw to Alex Hoskins, who was basically alone in the end zone. 6 more points for the Sydney Warriors.
Great play. And that's what we've known all year. We know that Dawson Backus has played some quarterback in his day and can throw, and that's a nice extra weapon to have. I think Sydney will miss having all those guys next year. 56-20 to score. They're going to go for two. They lost it up in the end zone looking for Hoskins, and this one is batted away. So the two-point conversion is no good. 5:49 to go, third quarter. It's Maple Grove 56, Sydney 20. We'll be right back on WCDO.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
So Sydney trailing 56-20 with 5:49 to go in the fourth quarter, and they will kick off here once again. Tim, can you take us through that touchdown? Good trickery there out of Coach Matthews.
Yeah, nice little play. Just actually handed the ball off to Dawson Backus, and Dawson made it look like it was a run, and when he did that, the defense came up to make the tackle. Alex slipped into the back of the end zone, and Dawson hit him with a good pass.
Yeah, that was a great play. As Sydney will kick off once again with Liam Matthews. A little pooch kick here, fielded very well by Maple Grove, and they will take over at their own 39 going right to left. I will say tonight we've maybe only seen Maple Grove once where they fumbled one of these little kickoffs, and that's kind of been Sydney's trademark for a lot of this year, is kind of picking which guy that he can kick it towards that they might have a chance to knock it out of his hand.
Yeah, they definitely have been pro onside kick or pooch kick or everything all year long, giving the other team a short field, but tonight it wasn't anything about that. It was all about that offensive line and the running backs for Maple Grove. I mean, they just were unstoppable. Sydney had no answer for that offensive juggernaut of Maple Grove.
And the Warriors' offense has come to life here a little bit in the second half, but it was a big hole that they dug themselves, as Maple Grove will get the ball back, right back to Nash. Nelson on a run to the outside, 40, 45, 15. Nelson still on his feet into Sydney territory before he barrel rolls up to about the 42. Great run.
Yeah, real nice run by Nash on the sweep to the right side. Looked like he was going to get tackled right about 5 yards into the play, and he just ran through the arms of a couple tacklers from the Warriors and got first down yardage.
Great play there. With 5:25 to go, third quarter, Maple Grove 56, Sydney 20. Ball is down to about the 43-yard line here, and Maple Grove continuing to choose some clock here as they will move on to the state finals next week, and well-deserved for the number one team in the state. Sydney, though, with a nice second half here. They've done a nice job as they're going to try to run on first and 10. This is Maple Grove. Nowhere to go. The Sydney defense collapsing through. Great job.
Yeah, number 44 for the Sydney Warriors was a real nice play. Got rid of his blocker and stopped the runner just for no gain.
Clock continues to move. Second and 11 coming up here for the Maple Grove Red Dragons. About a four-hour trip, as we were talking with some of their fans walking in here today from Jamestown area. And that's Class D country down there. There's a lot of small schools, just like our area. You know, they play in a league with some of those, not a league, but the area has, you know, Randolph and Franklinville, Ellicottville, a lot of those teams down there that you see. It's been certainly a lot of fun researching them and seeing what they bring to the table. Just a great powerhouse team in Class D football. Maple Grove leading Sydney 56-20 with 4:15 to go, fourth quarter, and they continue to just let this clock
roll down here. Play clock is down to 15 on a second and 11. And really, just really working this clock here at this moment, Tim.
Yeah, they're running that play clock down as low as they can, and snapping with like 2 or 3 seconds left to go.
Hand off once again here to Nash Nelson. Runs to the right side as Maple Grove goes right to left. And he'll pick up about 3 yards on the play.
Nash with a nice little run, good cut in the hole, and fell forward for the extra yard. Brings up third down and
56-20 to score, 3:40 to go, fourth quarter. As they look over, and again, they just take their time in the huddle, walk up to the line. Very Delhi-like here as we kicked off the football season earlier this year.
Well, theirs isn't a numbers issue.
Yeah.
I can tell you that right now. They've got a lot of kids for Class B football.
Yes, they do. As Delhi, when we started the year, had about 18 or 19. They'll run to the outside, and the Sydney defense is right there. Will Moore with a tackle. As they tried a little pitch to the left side, and Will Moore had none of that.
Oh, Will Moore blitzed from his inside linebacker position and absolutely met the running back in the backfield. Great, great defensive play by Will Moore, number 45 of the Sydney Warriors.
Will Moore will be missed next year. Probably one of the leaders of this defense. He had the most tackles with 113. Kind of a quiet, unsung hero. We talk about him every week, but he just gets the tackles that you need to get. He's not making that flashy play, but he's just doing all the dirty work that no one ever seems to get credit for.
Yeah, and that tackle was absolutely just textbook because he just took his pads and his legs and everything and just drove right through the runner.
2.5 to go as Maple Grove on 4th and 14 will punt it away. It takes a Sydney bounce and into the end zone despite the best efforts there of the Red Dragons to get down and down. And so Sydney, with 2:24 left, trails 56-20. And they will go left to right and start on the 20-yard line. And this could be our last look, maybe, at this Sydney offense, which has given us a lot of nice memories from this year.
Yeah, they definitely have. I mean, you know, they've been, at certain times, they were pass-heavy, and then they were run-heavy, and then all of a sudden, in this little run that they've had, they've done a very good job of mixing it up. You know, I mean, they using Dawson quite a bit, and then all of a sudden, they throw the ball out on the outside. But this defense tonight, they've just been able to do whatever they wanted to do as far as shutting down people. And just a great, great football team. And I would be very, very surprised if they did not end up with a state championship.
Backus on 1st and 10 runs for about 11 yards to the left side on a nice little run up the middle. And he cut it back to the left and gets the first down. And Tim, yes, I agree. I think we kind of looked at the bracket and said whoever comes out of this side of the bracket is going to have a great chance to win a state championship just based on who's on the other side. Now, we don't know who won that other game yet, but this team, I can't imagine another team that will be able to stop them.
Yeah,
for sure.
I mean, and it's not, I mean, you might stop them a couple possessions, and Sydney's done that as well, but not all game long. I mean, not for 48 minutes, and that's the thing you always want to think about is every time you take put the helmet on and the shoulder pads, it's 48 minutes of football that you have to play.
And nobody, including Sydney, has been able to stick with Maple Grove. They have, you know, just run out of every game so far this year. And, you know, average of 41-6 outscoring opponents in the game. And they came in tonight 453-66 on the season. So they've had a lot of lopsided wins, including in the state playoffs. I mean, they shut out Alexander from Section 5 last week. They're just a tough team. So Sydney is going to throw to Alex Hoskins, complete at midfield, down to the 45, and another nice catch here for the senior. We were doing some research today. Darren Smith and Alex Hoskins definitely setting some single-season records in Section 4, as well as in the all-time state rankings this year with their big-time numbers.
Yeah, they definitely have been a good hookup tandem at the, end of the season. Now, at the beginning of the season, it was the Vibbard show with Darren Smith.
Yes, it was.
He did a nice job. And tonight, he's done a fantastic job. Nate Vibbard has had a great game. He's got a touchdown in his pocket tonight. And good throws by Darren to Ethan Finch. Alex Hoskins, Alex was awesome backup. But, you know, it's just been a really good season for the Sydney Warriors. And look forward to see what they can do this last few minutes.
3rd and 5, and Darren Smith is sacked in the backfield here as we're under a minute to go with 45 seconds left. And this looks like maybe Sydney's going to get one more play here, but just want to say thank you to this group that has taken us on a very fun run. I don't think any of us dreamed that we'd be in the state semifinals here.
Yep.
So it's been a lot of fun for us on WCDO, and we appreciate all the support from our local businesses as well. 25 seconds left, and Sydney's going to have one last try at it here. Smith is going to go to the air. He's at his own 40, throws one up, and this one is into the night sky and almost intercepted as it falls down to the turf. Stopping the clock with 15 seconds as they were looking for Hoskins.
Hoskins was running with the defender. The defender was about 2 yards further down the field, and he had the best shot at the ball, but he just dropped it, and Sydney will turn the ball over on downs, and I'm pretty sure we're going to see the victory formation.
Yeah. So Maple Grove is leading in this one, 56-20, with 15 seconds left. Make sure to stay tuned for the postgame show. We'll give out our 3 awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. And, again, a special thanks to all our sponsors here for tonight's game, making this possible. It was such a fun day today in Sydney with the big send-off up at the school, everything that happened there. Just really brought the community together the last few weeks. Really fun to see. So 15 seconds left, and it looks like Maple Grove will line up for one last victory formation here to run out the clock, and as they will move on to the New York State Class D football championship game, and that will be next week on Friday at noon at the Carrier Dome. So Section 4's Class D representative is out, and Maple Grove will move on with a 56-20 victory here over Sydney. We'll be right back with the postgame show on WCDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
When shopping for a new mattress or home furnishings and decor, look no further than the area's value leader, the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich, where you will find their large selection and everyday low prices are the best around. At the catalog outlet, you will find quality home furnishings for every room, including sofas, bedrooms, recliners, dining rooms, sectionals, and more by makers you know and trust like Ashley, Liberty, Best Home Furnishings, and others. For a good night's sleep, treat yourself to a new mattress from the catalog outlet's in-store sleep setters, where brand name one-sided and two-sided mattresses are featured in every size, style, and comfort level. Nobody sells mattresses for less. For your convenience, the catalog outlet stores are open 7 days a week, or shop online at catalogoutletonline.com. Low prices, best selection, and service with a smile. Only at the catalog outlet, offering you the best for less.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back one last time to Cicero North Syracuse High School as Sydney falls to Maple Grove 56-20. Maple Grove is from Section 6 in the New York State Class D football semifinal. Great game here tonight by Maple Grove. They are the real deal. And Sydney's Cinderella season comes to an end. Let's go into our 3 awards here tonight. First is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, providing financial services to our local communities for over 150 years and proud to support area high school athletes. NBT Bank, for everything that counts, member FDIC. We'll give that one to Nate Vibbard tonight from Sydney. Great job. He had that opening touchdown and just seemed to really be his old self tonight, wheeling and dealing out there.
I think a lot of it was he had a couple times that he had single coverage, and then they also had the busted play by the defense, and he was so wide open on that. But then also, Nate's a good athlete too. You know, he goes out and he does what he can, and he catches the ball and then he carry it for about 5-10 yards. But Nate's a solid receiver. Nice job tonight, and well deserving of the award.
Next up is our Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defense Award. The Catalog Outlet, your store for over 1,000 items, For the absolute lowest prices on bedding, sofas, and furniture, visit the catalog outlet with stores in Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich. Will Moore, our recipient tonight of the Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defense Award.
Yeah, Will Moore, number 45, just absolutely just made some great, great tackles. Not easy ones either, because that's a tough, tough running back, running backs, and a great offensive line for Maple Grove. And I'll tell you what, though, Will Moore did his job. He's what we've expected from the middle linebacker all year long. Nice job, Will, and great job on your award.
Finally, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. ACCO Brands of Sydney, supporting youth in our local communities. Happy to be a part of high school sports on CDL. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. We'll give that one to Alex Hoskins tonight. He had that great touchdown catch there at the end from Dawson Backus. And, you know, tonight he did what he needed to do. He had some great catches, and, you know, he's been great all year. So well-deserving of our All-Purpose Award from ACCO.
Yeah, definitely. Alex did a good job on offense and defense tonight, and he also was the punter. So you know what?
Yeah.
Well-deserving of the All-Purpose Award. Way to go, number 10.
And a special shout-out to his uncle, David Hoskins, who has been great to us a lot when he can't get up here for games, and he's been very active with us on Twitter. He just gave us a little shout-out. Thanks to you and I for great broadcast tonight and over the last few weeks. David, thanks for listening. We appreciate all our listeners out there tonight on WCDOsports.com. We're always happy to have you along, and it's been a great season, Tim. Another one in the books for us.
Yeah, absolutely. It's tough to say, but football for 2016 is over.
It is.
It's like crazy, but you know what? We're rolling right back into the winter sports here in another week, so it's going to be good to see. I don't know what the wrestling team's going to have this year for the Warriors, but I know the basketball team is looking for towards a good season, and
yeah.
They're going to have some good seniors, and they add another senior to their team for basketball, and that's Kyle Smith, who was the Warrior all year long.
That's true.
Sydney.
Basketball looks very bright for the boys at Sydney. They were in the MAC championship last year. Of course, they won it 2 years ago, and I'd say they have to be one of the favorites, as they've been practicing both this week, football and basketball.
Yeah.
So it's that time of year, folks, and you got to give it these kids credit, because this year they were doing everything they could to, you know, the last couple of weeks, practice football, practice basketball, get everything done in school. It's been really neat to see. So it's they've worked hard, and now they can just focus on basketball. Tough way to end here tonight against a very good Maple Grove team, but I don't think you have to hang your head
now,
because they ran into a juggernaut. And just for them to get here, talking with everyone this week, they said, hey, we're playing with house money. No one expected us to get here. Whatever happens is the icing on the cake now.
Yep, the analogy on the gambling was pretty good right there. That's exactly what it was. You know, they weren't supposed to be here. They went through a 1-3 and a 4 to get here in sectionals, and then they beat Onondaga last week, and, you know, in a miracle. You know, you and I both said it, and I think somebody quoted me the other day that you and I probably said unbelievable 10 times in that broadcast, and it was. I mean, it was just absolutely amazing what they did. And tonight, you know, I have to give the Warriors a lot of credit. They didn't hang their heads. They stayed in the game. They put 20 points up against a team that's only allowed 66 all year long.
Yeah.
So they did a good job with that. Great season for the Warriors, and Nate, it's been really good this year, and working with you, and I hope that we can do it again sometime in the near future.
Yes, we'll have you on a broadcast when we're on the hardwood, that's for sure. So that's going to do it. Again, our final tonight, Maple Grove from Section 6 defeats Sydney 56-20. They move on to the New York State Class D Finals. Good luck to them next week, whoever they play up on Friday in the Carrier Dome at Dune. And that game will be on Time Warner Cable Sports. So if you enjoyed watching them today, you can watch next week. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the CDO studios. He always does a great job for us and has all year. Also, a big thanks to the rest of the CD staff, Rob Ray, and a special thank you to Craig Stevens. He's been great over the last couple of weeks helping us to get everything set for these games, and we couldn't say thank you enough to those guys, as well as our special sponsors. Everyone has been absolutely wonderful over the last few weeks. For Tim Cunning, I'm Nate Lowe. Maple Grove defeats Sydney 56-20. We'll see you on the hardwood on WCDO Sports.